chance for Sean Mackey to strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're navy blue, are you?
In the words of Brad Spencer, top six, baby! Yes, the Bairns are in the top six. Finally confirmed it, and it is a great time. I was quite emotional yesterday, I have to say. You know, the journey that we've been on, and this, I don't know if this is the best yet. I mean, there's still maybe better to come, but in fact, it's not. I love the Invincible seasons I'm talking about. The Invincible season for me will never be top. But Invincibles, back-to-back champions, top six confirmed, Scottish Cup semi-final. What a time it is to be a Bairn. And I am joined with a man who's still cheesing about yesterday as well. He's not got much of a voice, but it's the ginger god of pod. It is Ross Wayne.
Good morning, mate. Yeah, my throat is still absolutely killing me. I thought the atmosphere yesterday was superb. Shout out to Gate 20. They were singing non-stop. They kept the full crowd going as well. And I truly believe it was a huge impact for the players as well. But as you said, what a journey we're on. And I'm here for it. I don't want it to stop. I think this is the best Falkirk team in my lifetime. I genuinely do.
I think that argument just is, you know, that is it now. This is the best Falkirk team you'll see in your lifetime. People are, we've had this debate before on the podcast, Jeffries, Ian McCall side, Yogi side, you know, but this is the best.
It is, yeah. The football is like, for all of Motherwell's plaudits, we're still unbeaten against Motherwell. We have the chance to remain unbeaten against Rangers this time next week. So huge, huge times for the club, both on and off the pitch. We've got the semi-final to look forward to. They're heading towards 9,500 tickets sold as well already. So we're probably going to hit the 10 there as well. So it's just like everything's just, it's the perfect storm, isn't it? Both on and off the pitch.
No, absolutely. I mean, obviously, day yesterday, we end up just getting the Falkirk Daft shuttle through to Fir Park and we're drinking in the Steelworks, which was all right. It was fine. That was all
was
right.
Good.
Not bad. Not far away from the ground as well. And then into the ground. Went back after the game and I'd end up in Elliot's. Just I had the wee man with me yesterday. I say the wee man, 16-year-old Finlay. So we just stayed for one and went a trip down the road. Ross, you were on dad taxi duty, but I've seen a lot of videos, a lot of people staying out and burning the candle at both ends last night.
Yes, that does appear to be what happened with a lot of Bairns fans last night. And that's what it's all about. You need to enjoy these times because you never know how long they're going to last, right? We don't know that, but enjoy yourself. We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. As someone once
absolutely said. Absolutely. But no, it's just the superlatives you can give to this team to. You just run out of them. You just run out of them because they're just so good. And, you know, it's like I say, you know, Invincible back to back, now top six in Scottish Cup semi to look forward to. It's just what a time it is to be a Falkirk supporter. And as you say, just enjoy them. Enjoy them because we know for a fact that they don't come round often after our years of turmoil in League One, you know, constantly battle to get back to where we are now. And, it's been at a hard old 15 years. So what a time. What a time.
It is, John. And, you know, if we want a reminder as to how far we've come, the Challenge Cup final is being played today, later on today in Glasgow. I think it's at Firhill. Yeah. And obviously, quite rightly, right? There's no everybody's going to make Scottish Cup semis and finals, right? The Challenge Cup is a realistic bit of silverware for like three quarters of the Scottish teams. But like, how far have we come that we're not having to? I don't mean this disrespectfully either. We're not we're not going for the Challenge Cup, we're going for the Scottish Cup, and it's huge. Best of luck to Inverness, obviously, today in the cup final. But
I know I still want that. I still want that fifth cup win in the trophy cabinet, right enough. But we'll take just being in the Premier League and not having to take part in the Challenge Cup just now.
indeed, indeed,
I
yeah.
know, but we've got a cracking weekend, really good. And then we're recording Easter Sunday. Did you get an Easter egg, Ross?
Not as yet. I'm very disappointed if this remains the case.
Have you not been? I had to buy more. Well, I got one from work, so that's the only Easter egg I've got. And then I had to set up an egg hunt today on demand by my daughter, who's 13, right away, and she's still demanding egg hunts. I know her game, though. Like, she just wants the chocolate.
Of course,
so, you
absolutely.
Know, she's like kicking off because there was no egg hunt. I was like, you're 13 years old. But I had to set up an
Shout
egg hunt.
out to Yvonne though, who was with us yesterday. She got in the car when I picked her up yesterday with Maya, and she had a wee cream egg for each of us.
Oh,
So shout out to
what
Yvonne
a
and
win.
Maya.
Well, fingers crossed you get your egg, Ross. I've got,
Indeed.
you know, so we'll wait and see what happens. A little bit of correspondence since the last night. It feels ages. Well, it's ages since we've done a podcast together. We managed to slip. We didn't think we were going to get a preview podcast out. But then finally, diaries aligned and we were able to get Derek on to do the Motherwell preview. So thanks again to Derek for jumping on and doing that. I've not actually messaged him just to see get his take on the game from yesterday. But obviously, we'll be talking about the game with our
Probably
guest
still
pundit this week.
furious. He's probably still furious about my full-time tweet.
By the way, words need to be had about you and your. Stay humble, Ross. You've got to stay humble. That's the one thing. Don't get ahead of yourself. Stay humble. But we'll get into the game with our guest pundit this week, which is, of course, our sponsor, Mr. Brian from Behind the Wall, and he's got some big news for us as well about that situation. So we'll speak to Brian in just a bit. But we've had a couple of song suggestions. I know we're not on F Factor season, but we've had a couple of song suggestions. And it kicks off with Gordon Kidd, who says, "Even Gents on our top quality production this week." Thank you very much, Gordon. On the subject of songs for Barney, how about the tune of Westlife's blockbuster Mandy? Now, I'm going to correct you there for a start, Gordon, because Mandy was actually originally done by Barry Manilow. But we obviously, Ross, you probably just know it from the Westlife version as well, I'm guessing.
No, no, I'm very familiar with.
Are you a fan of Manilow, are you?
I'm not. Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. I knew it was him. I knew they had covered it, and I'm sure it's been covered by like countless other people as well over the years. But I remember the Westlife version as well.
There we go. So Gordon goes, right, yes, the words are okay. Here we go. I think I can do this one. Voice notes are appreciated, by the way, on this, especially if you're drunk, because it means me and Ross don't have to sing them. Right, okay. So we're going to go for it. Right, here we go. Oh, Barney, from Harriet, what you were taking, and we sent you on loan. Oh, Barney, didn't know what a star we were making, and we need you today. Oh, Barney. There we go. Might need another chorus or so, but I think it's off to a no a bad start. That's from Gordon. Thank you very much for that,
He's
Gordon.
done all right there. That's not too bad. Yeah, no, he's done well. I think you needed to go down a little bit at the at some of the words, but that
Right,
was it.
you feel free to take the stage,
No,
Ross. Feel free.
no,
Oh,
no.
God,
My
sorry, sorry.
voice is not gonna stand up to singing this morning.
I've got another one from obviously our Falkirk commentator extraordinaire Josh Heggie, who was clearly steaming last night, as he sent me a song as well at 20 past 11, and this goes to the tune of Rhythm as a Dancer. It goes, Lisa is a dancer. He just written Lisa is a dancer to the tune of Rhythm as a Dancer is what his message to me was. So I'm guessing it's Lisa is a dancer, Lisa is a dancer. He's given us, he says, need to think of some more lyrics, but that's the thought after a few
Is that
minutes.
just every line?
That's
Is
it.
just Lisa
He
as a
just said,
dancer?
Lisa's a dancer to the tune of Rhythm is a Dancer.
Nice,
So,
nice.
Josh, we'll wait for further lyrics. I'm guessing you've got a hangover today. I saw a lot of videos and social media of people out in Falkirk last night. I'm guessing you were one of them. So that was at 20 past 11 last night. Our esteemed commentator, Josh Heggie, everyone. So thanks for
Good
that, Josh.
He's a good man.
Keep it on a music theme. We had a message from Kim Bradley. We had a heartfelt discussion on Steps last week, and obviously we renamed or they renamed the podcast Deeper Shade of Blue based on their hit song. And Kim's so happy with us, Ross. Here we go. Says Kim says, long time listener, first time caller. Love that. And what has exercised me to the point of taking to the keyboard? Your indiscriminate and unfounding bashing of Steps. I didn't think we bashed Steps that much, did we?
Not
You're a
heavily. I don't
fan.
think that. Yeah.
Yeah,
No, not. Anna steps.
Anyway, Kim continues. I was listening on my commute home from that London office yesterday and nearly put my Brompton into the side of a household cavalry cuddy when I heard the slander. Steps
Love
are not a novelty act. They're one of the most successful, consistent, and frankly underrated pop groups the UK has ever produced. 14 UK top five singles, multiple UK number one albums, 20 plus million records sold worldwide, Brit Award winners, the only mixed gender group to achieve UK number ones across 4 consecutive decades. That's a wild stat, by the way. Has ChatGPT done this for you, Kim? That was a great stat. Not ABBA, not the Black Eyed Peas, no sir, not anyone else. And that's before we get to the smash hit musical Here and Now, a joyous story about the self-identity discovery, second chances, and above all, kindness, a beacon in these dark times. And then there's the connection factor, weddings, dance floors, nights out in the car collective, joy whenever a song plays. There you go. I should add that I'm not a 15-year-old kid, as I was when they debuted same year as my first Scottish Cup final. I'm a 43-year-old woman with a proper job, and this neural network classifier isn't going to build itself, so I'll spare you my full-length review of Steps closing the Platinum Jubilee concert with the ultimate mega mix, the very best, Kim of Falkirktown and the KM Stand, whose blood is indeed a deeper shade of blue. I love that.
That is absolutely class. And that can't be a re is that a real fact about spanning 4 decades? How's that? No, that's not right, surely.
UK number one albums across 4 consecutive decades. So
Well,
Steps,
wait a minute.
90s, noughties, tens, twenties.
Jesus.
We're
Yeah,
old,
she's
Ross. Remember, we
bloody
are that
hell.
old.
Yeah, right, okay, that is true then.
So
Bloody hell.
there you go.
Jesus.
There you
Fair
go.
play,
So
Kim. Fair
I will
play.
never say a bad word. I don't think we did slander Steps. I mean, when I was DJing back in the day in the Arc in Edinburgh, by the way, Gaia and some classic clubs I DJed in Edinburgh. I mean, Tragedy was a go-to. Tragedy was a four filler. That was when the dance floor was dying. Fire on the old Tragedy. Boom. It had
was
a certain era.
always either Steps or the 5 Megamix was the go-to, wasn't it?
Five Megamix. I've got that in my arsenal as well,
Love
mate.
it.
Spice Girls. I've got a Spice Girls Megamix as well. That's a cracker. Obviously, it's been a few years since I've DJed at a Christmas party or clubs or anything like
Here's
that.
a fact for you. Every You can check this out with the lyrics on Apple or whatever you get your stuff. Five, every hit single had either the phrase "get on up" or "get on down." You check it out, every single
Nah,
song.
that's not that's
You
that's a
check that out.
fallacy. That's a
You check
fallacy.
that out.
I'm not
That
having that.
tells
No,
you.
no, no. Keep
Think
on
about
moving. Get on up. It does say get on up.
it.
Get on
Get
up.
on up or get on down is in every single one of their hit songs.
Nah, I think that's a fallacy. I think that's a
You
fallacy.
give it a giggle.
Right. Nah. It's everybody get. Oh yeah. Okay. But Slam Dunk the Funk. That doesn't have it in it.
I'm sure
Slam
it
Dunk the
doesn't.
Funk. Put it
Get
up
on
if
up.
you want your
Get
body.
on up.
Yeah. No, Slam Dunk the Funk. No, right. We're going to check that. We're going to fact check that. You've got to absolutely. Got to get another source on that rather than Ross. So, if you are a Five fan, please confirm Ross's unfound fact that he's just come out there. We'll find out next week. So we've had Steps chat this week, Five chat the week after, and then we'll maybe move on to Blue after that.
Oh, I love blue.
There you go. Hey, well, of course you do. Of course you do. Is it was Dean Bowers in Blue? He was on.
No, he was
And was that another level he was in? What was Dean Bowers in? Dean Bowers wasn't. No, Blue was Lee Ryan, Duncan, Simon Webb, and the other one. Was it Dean Bowers? No.
Don't think it was.
My mate stays with Dean Bowers. That's a mental fact. My mate Sibbers lives in Dubai with Dean Bowers.
What now?
Aye.
That's random.
Another level, boom. There
Another
they are.
level. Who was the other person in blue then?
Oh, Christ almighty, you're asking a question now, right? Hold on. We've now hit boy band strokes pop band corner on Falkirk Daft as we blew the band. We were actually interviewed, they were on the radio this week with us. I've met them before. Right, that's it, Anthony Costa. That was the
Oh, of
missing one.
course. He
Duncan
looks a bit
James
like
sang. Was that?
he looked a bit like Dean Bowers.
Aye. I met Duncan and Simon. They were in a couple of years back at the radio station. Lovely lads, lovely lads. I actually we actually brought up. Have you ever seen the Lemmy sketch with the blue birthday card? I've got a card for
No.
Blue. No, go and check
Oh,
that out.
yes,
We brought
absolutely.
that up to them. They were just like, what the fuck is this? It was amazing.
Remember
They'd
they
never
had
seen it
that.
before. They'd never seen the Blue birthday card sketch. But anyway, that was my chat with Duncan and Simon from Blue. There you
Do you remember in that Christmas film? What was it? Love Actually, and
go.
they got a bit in that as well, didn't they? Remember when PJ and Duncan, or Ant and Dec, as they would have been, and they had the old singer, and he had like a blue poster, and then he had written on it, "I have little pricks" or something like that above their name. You don't remember that bit in Love
That's like,
Actually?
Bill Nye, Bill Nye,
Until now, yeah, that's the
and then Gregor Fisher. There you go.
one.
There's a story. Of course, we went off tangent. We're maybe top six. What's your favorite love story on Love Actually? There you go. What's your favorite love story on Love Actually?
That's a good question. They're all so good, but they're all cheating on each other, really, aren't they? Like, there's not a real nice one apart from the wee boy and the wee girl.
Oh, that's a good question. No, they get Colin Firth and the girl who the Portuguese girl.
Oh yeah, that probably is
But
what
then
I'm thinking
he
of.
gets cheated on as well, right enough.
It does, yeah.
He
It's
gets
that's what I'm
cheated
saying.
on,
It's
but
they
his wife
all.
cheats on him with his brother.
Exactly. That's the yeah. It's just Fife
Yeah, that's a
incest,
good
is that
point.
right?
Then you've got I. I
And
would
then
say,
he's got the.
there we go. There's a question for you for next week's podcast. What's your favourite love story in Love Actually? There we go.
Honestly, it's the wee drummer and the wee
Is that
American
your
one.
favourite one? The wee
That's well,
American.
it's the only one that doesn't involve someone cheating, I'm
Oh
sure.
no. Hugh Grant and not what Martine McCutcheon, the Prime Minister, and
Yeah, that's true.
she's.
Well, no, it doesn't, because remember the American president was trying to cheat on her, so there is cheating involved there as well.
Jesus, right enough. God Almighty, it's a dark film. It's like,
It's
oh, the one
dark.
about the wee guy who goes to America and ends up with all the girls in a house in America. There's no
Yeah,
cheating in
probably.
there. Or the
No, that's
porn
good.
stars. Or the porn stars.
What porn stars? Oh, Gavin, the girl for Gavin and Stacey.
And the Hobbit. Martin
The
Freeman. Martin
Hobbit.
Freeman. Right. This podcast has taken a turn as we talk about Love Actually, Blue, and now Dean Bowers. Anyway, let's quickly move into birthday corner and say a shout out to Bears fan Ryan, who was dressed in a Pars kit. This is more of a shout out than birthday corner. I saw
Yeah.
this picture. Ryan got absolutely done for his stag do in Liverpool at the
Don't
weekend
know if
there.
I can see that on my. No, damn it, we
Oh, we
can't.
can't see the
Oh,
photo.
oh, oh, oh.
Oh. There
There
you
we go.
go. If
There
you're
we
watching on
go.
YouTube there, so you can see Ryan in a Dunfermline kit. Poor lad.
Yeah.
So I hope you had a good stag. I'm sure you did, and I'm sure yous were all crouched around a phone yesterday in some sort of pub in Liverpool watching the game on Falkirk TV. I'm pretty sure that would have happened. I've got another birthday as well, which I'm just going to get to in a minute. It's from Tom Wilson. He gets in touch with us, and it's a belated one to his uncle Gabriel Rooker. It's his birthday on the 2nd of April. He loves the show and listens every week, and has been a fan since 1976. So there you go. So
John,
happy
John,
birthday,
John,
Uncle
John,
Gabs.
John, you've been done there.
Wow, what's how?
I'm sure that's the spoof guy that's on the Coming You Bairns page. He just winds everybody up. Gabriel Rooker.
Gabriel Rooker.
I don't think that's a real person.
Why would he get in touch, Gabriel? Why?
I don't think that's a real person, but happy
Gabriel
birthday
Rooker.
to
There we
Gab.
go. All right, okay. I'm
You've
just.
been done there.
So, do you think so? Why would someone do that?
Just
That
for the
from
banter.
Tom Wilson, by the way.
Just.
I'll give out Tom Wilson's email address, and we can
No,
chat.
don't do that. Don't do
No, if it, I think I'm going to
that.
take that as genuine. By the way, I'm
Right,
going to take
okay.
that as genuine. Gabriel Rooker. On birthday on the 2nd of April. If it is true, he shares a birthday with my wife, so there you go. No, sorry, that's my wedding anniversary, not her birthday. Sorry about that. I knew 2nd of April was a date of some variety, and it was my wedding anniversary this week, that's why. But there you go. But anyway, if that's not true, I don't know why. There's nothing funny in that, so anyway.
No, there's no, but I'm sure that individual is a bit of a wind-up merchant on the Coming You Bairns page,
Right,
but
well, you can either get back in touch with us, Tom. You can either confirm or deny that. And if it is a wind up, I'll give out your email in the next episode of this podcast. Right.
there was also another belated one, wasn't
Yeah,
there
there
as
was.
well?
To Colburn, what you can read this one out. I'm like getting done for a
Yeah,
second time.
no, I don't think this one's us before. We got a message actually in our defense. It went into our sort of weird request folder in our DMs or X account. But it was happy belated. It's happy belated birthday to Colburn and Specs, whose birthday was on the lead up to the St Mirren game. And there was 18 of them in the 1876 lounge. And they really wanted us to do a shout out in the lounge that day. However, you and I, neither of us were in the lounge that day, so we were unable to do it. So we said we'd drop them a wee message now.
Ah, there you go. So happy birthday then. Actually, talking 1876 Lounge ahead of the Rangers games, it's a really, really good one. There's a kind of reunion of the 1986 squad that were the first Falkirk team to get into the Premier League.
Amazing.
So Peter Houston is coming along. Andy Nicholl's going to be there. Geordie Watson, Jimmy Gilmore, Willie Maguire, John McCormack. They're all getting back together for a kind of reunion of the 1986 squad that reached the Premier League, well, the top flight, first Falkirk side to reach the top flight or Premier League. So they're all together in the 1876 lounge ahead of the Rangers game. So good to speak to them in a couple of weeks' time or next week. Jesus Christ. Players' birthday wise, on the 6th, it was Neil Berry who shared it alongside Joe Tortolano. Remember when Joe Tortolano gave the finger to the Falkirk supporters after he got booed?
I do. He was getting subbed, wasn't he? And the Falkirk fans cheered him getting subbed, and he gave us the Vickies.
Yeah,
So
there you go. On the 7th, Phil Roberts. Did we have him on loan from Arsenal? Am I right in saying that?
I don't remember if it was Arsenal or not, but I remember him spitting the dummy away to Alloa. Do you remember he kicked the juice bucket, the water bucket over as he left the pitch, and he went in a bit of a rant mode. I don't think he played again for the club after that, actually. From
Yeah,
memory.
I don't.
Yeah, I
I'm just.
don't.
I'm actually trying to find his. There's a couple of Phil Roberts. He's only 32, so there you go. And of course, on the 7th, it is the one and only Barney Stewart. He turns 22, so happy birthday to Barney. We'll talk about your performance in a bit, but big Barney, 22 on the 7th. Happy birthday, Barney. What a great birthday. Scoring at the weekend, getting talked up for Scotland now. Honestly, what a guy. What a guy. I love Big Barney.
Gave his shirt away at the end of the game to a wee lad, and it was a brilliant picture. Some lovely pictures at the
Aye,
end that day.
great. That's well done. So happy birthday, Barney. Current Airdrie manager, Aaron Taylor Sinclair, who was all right for us, actually. I thought he turns 35 on the 8th. Happy birthday to Gregor Abel. He's a man we always see in the 1872 lounge. Gregor is 77 on the 9th. My dad was taught by Gregor Abel as a teacher. He was a teacher. I think he was at Falkirk High,
I think he
Gregor.
was Falkirk High as well, yeah.
Aye, obviously played for Dunfermline as well, and he actually plays guitar. And on one of the, I think the tune that the Dunfermline team come out to a tune, and Gregor Abel plays guitar on that tune. He told me.
That's right. It's the to the tune of the, remember the
Yeah.
EastEnders
He was
tune.
part of that EastEnders thing that appeared on Pebble Mill, Gregor
That's
Abel.
it.
I think he wrote the
Pebble Mill.
song.
He did.
So there you go, Gregor Abel, but he's a Falkirk supporter. But imagine that, all the he's still, obviously in that area of the world, he's still deemed as a hero there as well. So happy birthday, Gregor, 77 on the 9th. Col Donaldson turns 31 this week as well, Captain Col. Happy birthday, Col. We talk about what interesting changes in defence yesterday, but aye, Col turns 31 this week. Colin McDonald, Coco McDonald, is 52 on the 10th. Remember, God, this is when you're getting old. I remember he was an under 21 for Scotland when we first started watching Falkirk.
He was. I remember going to his Scotland under 21 debut. It was against Russia under 21s, as it was at the time. In fact, it wasn't even Russia. It was CSSR, I think it was labelled as. And he was playing up front, and it was at Broadwood. I remember I was like 91 or 92, something like that.
Yeah, he did. Colin was a good wee player for us. And on the 11th, Neil Oliver, Ollie, turns 59 on the 11th. As a guy I'd love to get, apparently he's a great chat. Yogi's best mate as well. Apparently he'd love to get him at Falkirk Daft Live. Obviously, always remembered for that goal that never was in the 97 Cup final as well. I wonder
Which
if he went.
technology has now proven was onside.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely
Ronaldo.
robbed. Absolutely robbed. So Ollie, yeah, turns 59 on the 11th, so happy birthday to Neil Oliver as well. Bit of club news. We talked about it in the preview episode. Semi-final tickets now on general sale, heading towards 10,000. As I did my rousing speech the other day there, let's beat them. Come on, we can't have them selling more tickets than us. So we're approaching 10,000. Let's try and get 11, 12. Into that ground. We've got 2 more weeks to go on sale, so let us get that. And talking of the semi, Let Us Dream semi merch is now on sale with 20% off all kits in the club shop now as well. So I did see pictures of Finn Yeats looking like I think he looked like he'd been kidnapped and forced to put on a jester's hat. That was So Let Us Dream, you can get that at the club shop. We talked about the Barons Business Club. That's on sale now on the 29th at Ashoggi. And on the three till it's the 19th of April, isn't it?
The so
Oh, that's
Mayor
the Academy
29th,
fundraiser, sorry. Yeah.
Final whistle lunch is in the 20 Lee Park on the 29th
Yeah.
of May. And it's Yogi as the main speaker
Is
on
it
the day.
Eric Fleming or Alan Fleming? I can't.
Alec Fleming, I think, is
Alec
the
Fleming,
host.
yeah.
Yes.
Ah,
Yeah.
yeah. The Academy fundraiser has a new date. It's Sunday. It's the day after the semi-final now. And it's still with Simon Stainrod and Dick Campbell. So that's good that being able to move the dates on that. So that should be a good one as well. Get your tickets for that. And then Falkirk Foundation sides, they all won. We talked about that the other day there as well. And the top six fixtures now for the Falkirk women. The next game is against Stensmuir on the 19th of April, so a wee bit of a break
Yeah.
for them. So there we go. Before we get into talking about the game, let's talk about our sponsors, and that is Carpetways, who are sponsoring this week's episode. As I say, the business started in Falkirk 25 years ago by Phil Kelly, and now his sons, Phil Kelly Jr. and Ned, run it. Ned Kelly, I can't believe Phil's son was called Ned Kelly. But they are on Burnbank Road, just off Grahams Road, inside the Sovereign Building, and they're alongside Lazy Day Sofa. They have won the Best Business Award for the best multi-site flooring and carpet business in Scotland. So they're picking all sorts of awards. And the best part about it is they've got an amazing deal at the moment in Falkirk, and this is exclusive to Falkirk as well. £799, you're gonna get your full house carpeted, no bother at all. What a deal that is, Ross.
That's superb, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah, I don't actually personally need any carpeting just now, but if I did, that is a huge discount for doing a full house. That's phenomenal.
I know you. I bet you wish you knew that before you got all your house. You just had your living room all done up as well. You could have got your full carpet. It's done for £799.
Yeah, we've not went for carpet on this occasion, but I do wonder if he could have matched what we did get. So, but it's up there for thinking next time. And listen, it's springtime. People do love to get their house done in the
I got.
springtime. So get along to Carpetways.
Yeah, they're going to give the free home measure as well, where the estimator will come out, measure up your rooms, and give you the best price with no wastage as well. So that's a great deal. So go to carpetways.com/Falkirk, get that deal sorted, book your home measurement, and get £799 for your full house. And as I say, they're also doing artificial turf as well, a really good price at the moment. So if you're thinking about getting your garden done, you'll get all the deals done there. So head down to Carpetways right now on Burnbank Road and tell them that Falkirk Daft sent you. There you go. Right, let's talk about yesterday's game now, shall we? And let's do it in the company of the main man from behind the wall. It's Brian Flynn.
Hello, guys. You okay?
Good to have you on, Brian. Good to have you on.
Thanks for inviting
Obviously,
me.
sponsor this show, Behind the Wall. Obviously, stay local, eat and drink global. The Falkirk Daft Venom now on sale there. And of course, Falkirk's best selection of fine wines, lagers, craft, and cask ales. This man has been in charge of that pub for 40 years going on now. But there's been big news this week, Brian. I believe sad times. And we got this, you sent us a picture on April Fool's Day and we didn't believe it. We thought you were wind up. A picture of you handing over the keys.
Yes, indeed. We, after 40 years, Jane and myself decided to step aside, go into retirement, and pass on the reins to Bobby Galloway, who's our general manager and now a director of the business. We got an offer for our shares from a company called Caledonian Heritable, who own places like the Dome and Ryan's Bar and Archerfield and people like that. Quality pubs all around Scotland. Still a family-owned business. And we have been talking to them for a wee while about what we would do next and that. So they decided they would make us an offer, and that's what's happened. So Bobby's going to be running it into the future. So effectively, the board has stepped aside, but the team though still needs your support, just like a bit like Falkirk. So yeah, we're going to be spending more time and other climbs, going to Australia to see our daughter and things like that. So it's a step aside, and it's a wrench, and it was a sad day. But you're right, I went next door to Crunchy Carrots when and told them, and realised it was April the 1st. Of course, Adam Reynolds, who came at the door, he was giving me a hug and everything like that, and he went away and said, "Hang on a minute, what day is this? What day is it?" So they thought they'd been pranked, but it is actually true.
It's true. Well, listen, I know we said it just before we started recording there, Brian, but that's some shift and like a phenomenal time that it's been under your stewardship, and we know it's going to continue on like that as well. But listen, all the very best for your
Thank
retirement
you.
and see the world. But make sure you're here for Scottish Cup finals and
Absolutely.
everything else that goes with it.
Well,
It's the
I keep
end of
saying
it.
it could be some year, a big Barnet scored the winner in the final, and retirement for Brian Flynn. So the two things could happen at the one time. So
That's the end of an era. Just briefly before we get into talking about the football, Brian. I mean, 40 years they running that pub. I mean, what are the kind of standout memories of? I mean, like behind the wall. I mean, it's still, the place to go in Falkirk. But the days of when
well,
it was
I
just
mean,
huge, stowed, you couldn't get in, and then like.
yeah. Well, it was Brockville was what kind of made us, didn't it? Because it was four deep at the bar every Saturday. You used to be able to
Yeah.
walk out the bar on a at 5 to 3 and get and catch the kickoff. And then if it were one or two down by 15 past, you could be back in the pub again. So, many great memories of league championships being won and the celebrations thereafter. None more so than the last couple of years. Obviously, we've had some fantastic memories to look back on. Even the last two seasons have been great, and I think certainly McGlynn is up there with the greatest of the managers that we've seen at the club as well. So yeah, some fantastic memories. Stevie Wilson dancing on the bar is one. I don't know if you know Stevie, former barber in
I was going to
Camlin.
say Camlin Barber.
He was up on that bar pretty much naked the year that the Stainrod year when we won. I think it was at 91.
Amazing. Amazing.
What? Oh, sorry, John. I was just going to say, obviously, with the exception of Falkirk Daft Live, Brian, what's your favourite live event or band or gig that you've had on?
Ash played there, believe it or not. That was a fair old night. Hugh and Cry have played, obviously. Kevin Bridges, back in the day when he was a nipper, we paid him
Wow.
50 quid. And now you wouldn't be able to buy a ticket to see Kevin Bridges for 50 quid. And he did one of his first gigs in Behind the Wall. He had done the stand, and we got him through the comedy festival, I think it was. He was brilliant. I still got his phone number from
Brilliant.
booking him. So yeah, and Dylan Moran was another great night. He was fantastic as well. So we've had a few well-known celebrities over the years play the place, and not least your good selves, of course, and Falkirk Daft Live will hopefully continue. And of course, we've done so well with the Venoms that we can afford to retire now. So that's
Of course, you can. Well, we're still waiting for we're still waiting for our money from the Venoms.
Yeah.
We should
Am
have
I
really
getting a
cut a
t-shirt
deal
done,
on
or is
those,
it?
Ross. We should have
When'd you get a
really.
t-shirt done?
I don't know. We should have got the percent. We should have got my Venom t-shirt on today. There as well. There
Daffy,
you
that's
go.
brilliant.
There
That's
you go.
fantastic. I've not seen those.
Not seen it. Pints and Prints. You can get a
Right,
Daffy t-shirt and Pints and Prints. There you go.
okay. Okay, I'll get one
I mean,
of
we don't get a cut of that deal either. I don't think. I've not heard from Gordon in a wee while. So the Falkirk
those.
Daff Elves, we don't get a cut on. The t-shirts, we don't get a cut on. What's going on? Not a great businessman like Brian. Talking of which, who are we sending the invoice for the next couple of ones for? Are we sending that to Bobby, are we?
Rosie's still there, so Rosie's still working in the office, so she'll still pay
There
your invoices.
we go. Right, we're due a couple, so we'll be in touch, Rosie. let's talk football now. And we should have a minute's applause, really, for Brian for all his service for behind the wall right now. But we'll wait. We'll buy you a pint instead next time we see you, Brian. But let's talk football now. And obviously, we talked about Falkirk confirming their top six finish this season. Unbelievable. Couple of changes to start in 11. Keelan Adams came back in as we moved Philip Lisa into the middle of the park. Liam Henderson coming straight back in. I don't think there was much surprise there, which meant that Lewis Nielsen and Cole Donaldson dropped out of the side. I guess you feel sorry for Cole. That, I mean, we obviously got beat in the last game, so there might have been changes. Henderson was Henderson's fit, Henderson starts. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been one of our players of the season, was player of the season last season.
Mm-hmm.
But you felt sorry for Big Cole getting dropped out, being sacrificed. Tactical thing, do you think, Ross, or do you think it was just due to the fact that Cole didn't have a great game against St Mirren?
No, I think it was tactical. I think we recognised the pace and the threat of Motherwell's forward line. I think it would have been suicide to have potentially not our quickest players available. And I think between Keelan and Leon, you've certainly got the two quickest fullbacks there. And Lissa is just a phenomenal. His partnership with Hendo is just... It's proven that it works. I think it was probably more tactical. I think Cole might even come back in for the Rangers game. I think his height and presence potentially would be utilised against Rangers.
That's interesting. I was going to ask you, Brian, do you think, well, Ross is saying Cole might come back in, but Lisa and Henderson is a centre-half pairing towards the end of the season, or do you think he'll chop and change it?
Well, I think John's famous for not changing a winning formation, and if we won yesterday, so I think you might find that Cole will be on the bench next week again. Mm. I feel a bit sorry for Conor Allen, because Conor's got... Conor Allen, he's got bundles of pace, and he's a super footballer, a bit like Lissa for me. He's just a natural on the ball, a great footballer. I feel a wee bit sorry for that. He's two or three down the pecking order now that Cole's back. You know, Cole's club captain, obviously he's got a right to be there. So yeah, I thought tactically it went quite well, and they've got pace to burn up front. I mean, Masvanisi's lightning, obviously.
Yeah.
Through the middle, they play quite narrow, and I think that's probably why he's put Lisa in there. But so yeah, it worked.
Yeah, so, it did. I mean, talking about pace, great to see Kyrell back on the bench along with Ben Parkinson as well. That was, you know, I thought Ben was good. You know, he was talking we wouldn't be back until the semi final, so that was good to see him come back on the bench and actually come off the bench as well, Ross.
Yeah,
he did. I thought he did okay when he came on as well. Looked lively, looks fit. He's probably not got 90 minutes in him, you would assume, at this point. But getting 15, 20 minutes yesterday is not going to have done him any harm. Same with Kyrell, who I thought came on and looked lively too. Had to do a little bit of defensive work because we were under a little bit of pressure towards the end. But brilliant to see. And I am so excited the fact that the pair of them are back for the next couple of games, because Rangers next week, you could argue, is it's a bit of a free hit for Falkirk.
This is what I said yesterday. I think from here on in, every game we've got in the league's a free hit, and it's all about the Scottish Cup for me. Like, you know, 5 points behind Hibs. I mean, if it had been different, I think, if Kilmarnock had beaten Hibs yesterday ahead of that. You know, we've got to have five tough games post-split now, right? Really tough games post-split. So, you know, if it's about getting those points ahead of that split. So, yeah, I think every league game's a free hit, and it's all about the Scottish Cup now. I don't know if anyone agrees with that, or everyone's... I mean, certainly John McGlynn will not agree with that, but I...
You'll want to win as many games as possible. Yeah. I don't know if you saw the podcast that Premier Sports does, but John McGinn was on a couple of weeks ago, and he said that Falkirk and Hibs will cause absolute havoc in that top six, because they'll take points off everybody. And you're not going to get anybody coming to Falkirk Stadium defending. It's going to be like the Harlem Globetrotters every week. You know, we're going to have a game like it was yesterday, which was just end-to-end stuff. It was fantastic to watch.
Yeah. And that's the thing. See, because these teams need to win, Brian, you're right. So because Rangers, whoever comes to Falkirk, Rangers, Celtic or Hearts, they'll all be coming to try and win the game, which will open up space. Motherwell will come and do that anyway, because that's just if it's Motherwell. And
when are the fixtures announced? Does anybody
today,
know?
Apparently.
I think today, we've heard today, so it'll be interesting to see. It'll certainly give a talking points. You know, hearing rumours, you know, that Ross, you've heard rumours about us getting four home games. I think that's a lot of nonsense, but
So, no, yeah.
we're the anomaly in this. So Rangers. I've heard that we'll get Rangers at home. That'll be one of the anomaly fixtures that we get is Rangers at home. I can't see us getting the four home games, Ross.
Well, the chat there was because you're right, we are the anomaly in the planning, right? But the chat that we would have an extra home game is because they really want to ensure that Rangers, Hearts, and Celtic have 19 home and 19 away. And again, it's all a little bit of kind of murmurs in the background. Well, I'm sure by 6 o'clock tonight, I think they'll release them after the final game at 4 o'clock or whatever time the kickoff is. But I think we'll find out today. But the chat is that we would have our games that we think are meant to be at home will be potentially away, one of them anyway, and the other ones will be flipped as well. So we'll wait and see. Listen, I think home or away, we'll give, as Brian said, we'll give teams a good go. But for me, I'm like you. I would actually, I wouldn't make wholesale changes against Rangers, but I would be very careful with the following Saturday in mind.
Yeah, 100%. Wrap Liam Henderson in cotton wool because I think he was a difference maker in that game yesterday. I think he played against St Mirren. We don't lose those goals because he just, he defends so well. So yeah, he was a key. But we had just so many good players across that park
Oh,
yesterday,
fantastic.
and it all started from the off because, as Falk have done so many times this season, out the traps, 100 miles per hour, and we get a free kick. Calvin Miller, outstanding ball into the box, and there he is, six goals in five now. Barney Stewart, bullet header, keeper no chance, and the boy is just on fire. First player to score, I've heard a stat getting trotted out in four consecutive games since Anthony Stokes. Unbelievable, in the top
Yeah.
five.
Was, yeah.
Brilliant stat. That's a
Yeah.
brilliant stat.
Yeah.
We did, we come flying out, and we and I was speaking to a Motherwell fan who I work beside, met him pre-game as well. He said, like, the Falkirk, we looked in the first half, even though they scored that goal, he thought Falkirk were the only team that were sort of really, really pushing. And obviously we know that changed in the second half, well, a little bit with Motherwell, but we were at it. We were hungry. The break from international football definitely looked as if it helped
Oh,
there as well.
absolutely. No, the rest, Calvin Miller particularly looked like so sharp, and the rest has clearly done him no end of good. And whoever does the tactics on the away team had done his homework as well, because the press, they seem to work from the goalkeeper out to the centre half and then wide either side, every time, every goal kick. So we definitely worked on that, how to combat that and go and pinch the ball, which we did.
Yeah, it was really interesting that, I mean, I thought the press, and I heard John speak about it in his post-match interview as well, which we'll hear in a bit. But the press was really good. We just didn't let Motherwell settle, didn't let them really get onto their game, and that was really, really important. There was, of course, glances of Motherwell and the way they pass the ball very fluidly, but we just didn't. Our press was so good from the front onwards. Like, everyone was on it. I thought the midfield were excellent yesterday. I thought Brad Spencer was right back on form yesterday. I thought had a phenomenal game, but the whole team, like, it was a great performance all around. You look through the first half, we should have been clearer than we were, because we're right from the kickoff, we were just at it. A couple of decent chances, Calvin Miller, Barney Stewart, they all had some decent chances in before. Motherwell, possession wise, they got back into the game. It was a silly. It was a bit of a comedy of errors in terms of the goal, I would say, though, when Elliot Watt scored with that volley. We gave away a corner which didn't need to be, and I did see Liam Henderson kind of holding his hands up for it as well. It was from a throw-in. Leon threw it to Liam, and Liam just had to. It was one in the corner, and he just had to hoof it up the park. And he's tried to play. They've won a corner off the back of it, and from that corner, just scores from the edge of the box. Scott Bain, two hands on
Yeah,
it. He
gets his hand to it, didn't he? And
gets
yeah,
two hands on it.
I think if he'd gone with one hand, he might have been able to parry it around the post, kind of thing. But it was a decent strike. There's no two ways about that. But you would expect Bentley to have saved it.
It was a very, very decent strike. However, yeah, when you watch it back as well, at the time I didn't. From our angle, you're obviously beside me, John. From our angle, I just thought it was the power that put it into the net. But when you watch it back from the main stand side, he does get two hands in it, and I think he'll be disappointed when he watches it back. But listen, we've said it before. There was plenty of instances, as we'll come to in the second half, where he kept us in the game. But yeah, I think he'll be disappointed with that one.
Scott Bain had a lot of good saves, like a lot of good parries out, from shots and stuff, and he'd be generally all right. But I do think again, Scott will be disappointing. There's been a couple of those recently that Scott went back and go, and it's just a shame that Scott's hitting a bit of tough, rough form running up to the World Cup as well. You just want to see him come good in that last five games to book his place in the plane. I think the game against Ivory Coast, he did himself no harm at all, right enough with that
Yeah.
save and the way
Well,
he
he's the only
played.
keeper to play in the two friendlies that I actually to not let a goal in
Yep.
over the half he played, yeah,
Valid
test.
point. Valid point. A really good save from for Scotland as well. But yeah, I think he'll be disappointed in that as well. And he did have a couple of good saves, though. But we go back to talking about the press and the aggressiveness of the press. Like Motherwell will play how Motherwell will, and that is just they like to pass, like you say, Brian, from the goalkeeper out to the centre halves, and then just try and move it around there and find the space. And they just got caught out. Like at the back when we just Calvin Miller again outstanding pressed it, wins the ball from a bad pass back to the goalkeeper, not
Yeah,
able to knock it across.
it's Finn that forces that pass back. I don't know if you watch that go back. Finn harries the fullback, and he rushes into the pass back, which Calvin just nicks ahead of the goalkeeper. So yeah, great to see Ben getting another goal. I think he's been a star as well. I like him a lot.
Because Calvin's able to nudge it out to Ben, and then Ben's just got a tap in there as well. I do think it was going to be a red card and a penalty for the goalkeeper, however, if
Yeah,
it was if it
possibly.
if it didn't if Ben hadn't been there to touch it in,
I think so as well. I think so, John.
because the goalkeeper absolutely wipes out Calvin, and if it hadn't been a goal, he might have seen a red card and a penalty given away as well, I
Well,
suspect.
good
But
point. Yeah.
Ben Brosio, probably his best game in a Falkirk strip yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he had two or three chances to pull the trigger, and he chose to take a touch and make another pass, which you'll maybe learn from that. If he just starts hitting the ball first time, I think he'll get a few goals. But I
Yeah,
like him a
can
lot. He's on the ball, fast. He's strong. He's big. He's powerful on the ball. I think John likes him clearly because he keeps picking him, starting him. Oh yeah, good signing. Another great signing.
he's got sort of John McGinn-esque positive about him as well, in terms of like how he uses his body, how he uses his angles. You're right, Brian. I think he probably could have had a hat trick yesterday had he put the two sort of
Tough
close
one.
6 yard chances away, which he could have done without just taking that extra little touch. But you're right, he'll learn, he'll watch it back. In fact, there's one thing we know about John McGlynn and Paul Smith is these guys will be watching back this the entire game and the points with it. So but yeah, he's on a very good run of form, and I would love to see him back next season if we could as well.
I wonder if that will happen. I wonder if that will happen.
No,
If Villa
I
want to
don't.
move him onto a championship side next season, we'll wait and see. But if he's being nurtured here, obviously Stephen McGinn, the McGinn connection there might help as well. So he's just a young lad. I mean, he's what, just 19? Is he 18,
Yeah, I
19?
don't think he's 20 yet. No.
Yeah. So like he's just a young lad. So you might see him getting kept on for another season because he only came obviously in January. So it'd be good to see a full season of Ben. And just like you say with Barney as well, he's progressed. Where Barney was doing the things that Ben did, wasn't releasing at the right time, taking the wrong option. Like Ben will be learning all the time from that. Certainly going into the second half when he had that shot, Ross, when I was like shoot, and then he cut inside, then you're like shoot, and he just held on to it. I was just a second too long, and
That's
like you
it.
say, could end up with a second goal there as well. But yeah, Ben gets a goal just before half time. Great time to score in 2-1, and then second half we Motherwell came at us. We dealt with it, I think, pretty well. We played our game, they continued with the press, and we were just unlucky. I mean, Calvin Miller, You know, that goalkeeper was constantly off his line, and
Yeah.
obviously it was targeted. Remember the game at the stadium when Spencer tried it, and obviously tried it yesterday again, just to try and lob him from the halfway line, which would have been amazing if it had went
I
in.
thought Calvin's touch and turn that he's pirouetted on the
Aye.
wee volley, and then the first time shot, absolutely. The
It'd have been
moment
goal of the
that,
season. It'd have been goal of the season if that
phenomenal.
had went in. Keeper's done
Just
well to get it onto the post, but it would have been goal.
phenomenal.
And obviously Brad tried it as well. And I thought Brad was done bad, by the way, by the Sports Scene highlights, who didn't even show that.
That's right.
I couldn't believe that.
Why wouldn't you show that as a like? I know they showed a couple of Motherwell half chances. This is what annoys me about the BBC actually sometimes, because they showed a couple of Motherwell half chances that weren't really like showing how the run of play was actually going. Whereas you're
Yeah.
right, like, but why wouldn't you show an effort from just inside
Absolutely.
Motherwell's half? Do you know what I mean?
I'd
Bonkers.
heard the
Yeah.
commentator say a deserved equaliser from Motherwell, and I thought that's not the game I'm
It was
watching.
against the run of play completely.
Yeah. But then the
Yeah.
narrative is that Motherwell and their manager can't do any wrong.
Well,
So, well, I thought he was particularly whiny after the game. Did you know he was in post-match interview?
I have now listened to the
Oh,
full Motherwell one. It's a
yeah.
slightly different tone, but his rant to the BBC
Right.
was like really was really off.
Listen, I think he does have a point. I'll talk about the penalty in just a
Uh-huh.
minute, but the Henderson foul in the first half on Masuanisi, I say foul, he's clipped him, and in fairness to him, I've seen it from a different angle as well. Hey, we've got away with one there. I think
Right.
we're safe to say we've got away with one there. But you go back to the St Mirren game a couple of weeks ago, we were probably, they talk about the handball incident that we had there. We talk about Lisa getting shoved in the ball and down for their goal as well. It
John,
just
you win
slipped
some, you
around a
lose
bit.
some. You win some, you lose some
Yeah,
with VAR.
I think the game did hinge on the two penalty decisions. There's no two ways about that. The one that we got and the one that they didn't definitely won
Yeah.
us a game. I thought the referee was excellent. But I've got a Motherwell fan friend who's a Motherwell fan who's a friend, and he thought the referee was absolutely appalling.
I
What's
thought
your
I thought from a Motherwell
view
perspective, I actually thought we got away with quite a bit
of
yesterday, I'll
this?
be honest with you, including that penalty. And what I mean, I think VAR haven't intervened, because it's against that re-refereeing. The referee's seen it or hasn't seen it, and I think Michael Stewart made the point that he didn't think it was sent off, but it probably was a penalty. Are we all kind of in agreement with that, Ross, or you?
See, you've seen them given. I think from obviously there is now this new angle, which I'm sure VAR would have had a look at, but I think it is accidental. He's not
Well,
purposely tripped them
that's
or.
what I was going to say. He's going for the ball, but it was like
Yeah.
the I don't know if you saw the Liverpool Man City game. Van Dijk gives away a pen, and it's just exactly the same. He doesn't try to trip the man up,
No.
but he does. So it's in the letter that by the letter was probably a penalty, but he'd have been soft.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But we kept the 11 men in the park, and we got our own penalty.
Yes.
And I at the time, and I still stand. For me, it's a penalty. He's shoved Lisa down with two hands on his back,
Yeah,
and
that's a barge.
the ball was going into Lisa's area, and I saw it at the time, and I immediately jumped up and called for a penalty, and the referee gave it. Again, it goes back to you've seen them given, you've seen them haven't given. That happens in the box all the time. But again, you go back to what happened against us against St Mirren as well, and it swings and roundabouts, and we got it that time. Because for me, it was. He's put two hands on Lisa.
John, it was a penalty against St Mirren, and it was a penalty yesterday as well. And I saw Michael Stewart on Sports Scene saying, "Oh, these happen every game, and if that's the case, we're going to have a lot of penalties." Yes, we
Well,
will,
exactly.
because it's a
You should
foul.
then. Well,
So
Lissa
don't do
definitely
that.
plays for it as well. Lissa definitely goes down very, very, easily. He gets pushed, but he feels the contact and takes it down, sort of thing. So I think he played for it and got and won it, because Big Hendo's congratulating him
Yeah.
with
Yeah.
the
Calvin steps up. I was guessing, I was kind of looking around when the penalty was given. I was like, who's going to take this? Surprisingly, Brad. I thought Brad would have been, he's the kind of the kind of go-to penalty taker, but no, Calvin grabs the ball and tops off a great game that he had. That's you two assists and a goal for the match. And you know, sense keeper their own way, and there we go. Scenes.
Only our second penalty of the season as well.
Yeah, surprisingly, isn't it?
Yes,
Surprising. Surprising that. Who scored the first?
Brad.
No.
Brian Gray.
Correct answer.
Oh, yeah,
There you go.
absolutely.
But yeah, and the, you know, Calvin Miller, like I say, topping off a really good game from him. And you know, like all the talk is about Scotland needing a pacey winger. So that's now what, 10 assists and 7 goals for the season for Calvin Miller. Not bad. Not bad when you're looking
He
for
won't get
some.
a look in. He's not going to get a look in. We know
Nah,
this.
he
And
won't.
it'll probably be the same reason Bain doesn't end up in the plane either. He'll pick Kelly because he's the Rangers mascot. Do you know what
Yeah, aye. We'll wait and see. Made the changes, obviously. As do he kind of left it 10 minutes later than he normally does, but it must just goes to show how we're playing really, really well. Ben and Finn going off. I thought Finn again. You go back to actually the goal, Brian, and that's fair enough. I don't remember Finn affecting the game, but he's one of these players like we used to always say about Scott McKenzie. Always what good work's done off the ball is pressing.
Boston, yeah.
You know, because I can't remember Finn having touch balls. I would, and I'll keep continuing my campaign to see, like, see Ben in the 10. Like, centrally, I think he would really benefit from going central with his, you know, the way he controls the ball, because he always drifts in centrally anyway. And then if Kyrie is fit, having Miller and Wilson on either wing, and going that way. But, you know, he likes Finn in that 10 because, like we say, he's an industry, you know. And Finn, you know, I think he had the interview with Finn. He says, I'm not a 10, but you know, I just work hard, and he's such a hard worker, Finn. But I don't remember him getting many touches in the game. I might be
That's the
wrong.
spoiler. He spoils what the other side are trying to do, and you don't really see that
Yeah,
much of
but
it.
do you need
That
that? Do you need that in the 10? Well, that's what I would say.
right,
That's more suited
not
to a
got the
six or an eight, you
creativity.
know, as opposed to the 10.
Whilst true, but we need to bear in mind that Brad and Dylan are who will also sort of float into the 10. It's not as if we're quite rigid in our
Aye.
like formation and our positions. I agree with Brian. I think Finn, he did a lot of good stuff off the ball yesterday. He probably a little bit, that's a good way to position it. Like he spoiled a lot for Motherwell because he was
Yeah.
closing them down really, really quick. And I think it was John McGlynn, which I'm sure we'll hear. He talks about how we didn't take a breath. We couldn't afford to take a breath. And that was because we knew what Motherwell are all about. And every single player was just, they had to be on it and they were.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Ethan Ross obviously coming on as well. Looking lively again, Ethan. He was unlucky when he did an Ethan Ross special, i.e. cutting in off the left and firing that ball. He just wide with that as well. But it looked lively as well when he came on. And then you know, Brian coming on, and just started breaking up the game a wee bit. My favourite moment of the match, however, was when Brian fouled Ben Parkinson after he had come on as well, and we went two up front. And Brian almost fouled Ben Parkinson and won a free kick. Now, I've heard since from my sources that Brian was pushed in to Ben Parkinson, and that's why the free kick was given. But from where we were sitting, it looked like Brian fouled Ben Parkinson and won a free kick, which is the most Brian Graham thing ever.
Brilliant, brilliant. What I like about the strikers is both Parky and Barney are signed Falkirk players. One or both of these boys is going to go for big money, and
Agreed.
hopefully not before
Soon.
next season. But it's great that the club's in that position that we don't have to sell, but we could really cash in on these boys. I'm sure Newcastle will be on a few bob
Yeah, there'll
if
be a large percentage,
Barkley
I
is on.
suspect. But yeah, I do think, you know, Ben gives us a different option from the bench from a striking perspective, because Ross, when he's back, and Brian are very similar kind of strikers. Barney offers a wee bit something different in terms of, I think, in terms of an outball, Barney's your best outball because he's so big and strong, and he can get in behind with a bit of pace as well. But the amount of balls that boy wins in the air, you know, he gives you that different option. Motherwell didn't have that option. You know, that's the way, like, we talked about how aggressive Falkirk's press, and Motherwell only play that way because they don't have an option to go
No,
long.
one's
We that
not.
the great thing about Falkirk, I mean, we can play from the back, and we can play through the channels, and play through the phases, but we also have that option to go to Barney when we want to. I mean, Scott Bain now and again looked for that as well. He also looked for Calvin Miller as well. I saw Calvin Miller at one point come up to have a word with Scott Bain, as if to say, get me in behind. When you get a ball, get it into the space and I'll get on there. And actually, it just about happened at one point as well. But yeah, it's great to see Ben back. And like I say, it just offers us another option. And hopefully next week, you know, do you give him a run out against Rangers?
I would rest Barney and start him, yeah. Why not?
Do you save Barney for the semi-final?
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Just, it's whether Parky's got a start in him.
Yeah. I wouldn't play him for 90 minutes. I would play him, you know, maybe 60.
Play him 60 and then bring on Barney.
Or Brian Graham, or, you know, or a combination of both, you know. So, yeah, depending on how the game's going, obviously, we might need a goal to win it or whatever. But, yeah, I think Parkinson's due at least a run out, whether he gets a start or he comes on for a longer period of the game, you know.
Yep.
Save Barney for the same. We'll wait and see what happens. Like you say, it's a free hit. Next Sunday is absolutely a free hit. So,
absolutely,
yeah, should be able to go and play our football. Before the game ended, last kind of kick of the ball, I didn't really see it until I watched it back on telly, but I was like just getting wrapped up in everything and just looked up. I was like, oh shit, they've scored. And it was really surreal because it was like you thought, oh, it's offside, and then you saw him walking back up to the halfway. And it was really interesting, actually. I thought that Masinissi didn't grab the ball and run back up to the halfway line because I think
he knew it was
the last kick of the ball. And
yeah,
obviously Dylan from the restart did the old rugby find touch in the corner because he knew it was the last kick of the ball as well.
He should have took a shot because the keeper was still at the edge.
I honestly thought Dylan Tate was lining up to take a shot because the way he was set out, but no, he played it into the touch. And then final whistle goes, absolute scenes. Top six confirmed. We didn't even need Rangers' help on it, which is a great thing as well. Did it on our own merit. Great. Unbelievable.
Yeah, love it.
So fantastic. I mean, back-to-backs, invincibles and top six. What if he goes and wins the Scottish Cup as well? The statue must be getting planned very surely, you know?
I know. Unbelievable.
Where would we put a statue? Where do you think it would be best place to go?
see where the banner is.
I would go the corner of the main stand. The Kevin McAllister stand's probably the best place for
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably for me the corner there. You know, just the cap. I'm assuming we're having the statue with cap.
I think you would
Did you notice he was back to his O'Neill's sportswear yesterday? Didn't he have, I don't know whether it was, he didn't have his glow up.
I think that was because of the weather, though, because I don't think he's popped. Because I noticed in his post-match stuff, he had his branded
Canada Goose or whatever.
Yeah. Do you have a Canada Goose jacket on the statue, or do we go for the Falkirk track? These are all things that need to be discussed with John. Yeah. Do we have the cat? You know, I don't know.
I think he's the type that probably would say that he didn't want it. He doesn't. You know, he's so unassuming. Yeah. You know, like just the boys. Save the 30 grand or whatever, put it in the manager's fund or whatever.
He probably would say that. But I think we're getting to the stage, though, where he is getting to be, like, something has to be done for him. I don't know what that is, but...
The John McGlynn Stadium.
John McGlynn Stadium. Well, before stand, you got the John McGlynn stand.
The John McGlynn Arena. Because it's the Johan Cruyff Arena in Amsterdam, isn't it?
That's true, yeah. That's true. So there's a couple of options out there, but yeah, just we need to find out what kind of statue that John would like in terms of his decor. You know, is it baseball cap? Is it without baseball cap? Is it tracky? Is it the O'Neill's kit? Or is it the Canada Goose jacket on the statue? I just don't know. I just don't know, but I'm here for it. Right, let's hear what the man had to say after the match.
John, top six secured, and doing it on our own terms as well, and in style. How do you feel after that?
Yeah, I'd just like to congratulate everyone involved. You know, everyone. The players have been magnificent. They're a great group to work with. I love working with them, and they produced a top performance today. Motherwell are a right good side, as everyone knows, and the only last time they got beat here was against us in October, so that just again speaks volumes for the performance that we put on today. Yeah, as I say, everyone at the football club, the fans today, once again, absolutely incredible. The backing that you've given us all season, and today in particular. not a great day to come and watch football. Actually, it wasn't so bad for on the pitch. You could actually, it was a really, really good game, a lot of good football played. And so we're delighted that we've secured it for you guys. But everyone at the football club, the media guys, the commercial guys, the shop, the directors, you know, everyone that's been involved all the way through. I'm sure you're so proud of the club right now, and you know, deservedly so. A huge congratulations to everyone that we've come so far in a very short period of time, and we've secured top six with a game to go. So, you know, we look forward to the game next week, semi-final of the Scottish Cup, and then the last five games of the season. So all huge games. We're going to play a big part in how things are going to be handed out towards the end of the season. And playing like that, we'll give anyone a run for their money.
I spoke to Brad Spencer just there, and he said how fantastic a week of training it's been. And just to touch on the game there, one thing I think that stood out was how good the press was and the intensity. Obviously something you've been working on during the week.
Yeah, we started early in the week preparing for the game, because we know you had to be right on it against Motherwell. It can make you look foolish. And I'm glad to say that we got that right. It takes a lot of hard work, a real, real endeavour for the players. And sometimes, you know, if you take a breather, they'll hurt you. You know, I've got to say that never happened. We never took a breather. We couldn't afford to take a breather. They're so good. But I thought, you know, there's compliments coming from their direction towards us, saying that that's a game where one of the first times that they've been, you know, done like that, so to speak. So we're delighted with that as well. Yeah, the training went so well. The lads got a little bit extra time off over the international break, deservedly so for the position that they've got themselves into. We work really hard every day, but we were working on how we can press the game from very early. So I'd say it was carried out very, very well, and then we could change shape when Motherwell can change shape, and then, you know, so yeah, all in all, a really, really good day's work.
There we go, a good day's work, according to John McGowan. You know, he talked about, obviously, the press and working on that as well, which they clearly tell that. Like I say, Brad Spencer's interview as well, he was said it'd been a great week in training, just in terms of what the guys were doing. And, you know, he just could tell just the instructions that get over, and he's such a good manager. I mean, really is, like, just tactically astute. It was interesting, you know, obviously in the home game, we kind of went that 4-2-2-2 formation where we all were scratching our heads going, where's Alfie Agyeman playing? He went toe-to-toe with him yesterday in terms of our normal setup, which I thought was really, really brave going out to Fir Park and doing that. But he was obviously, he has the trust of the players, and he trusts the players himself just to go and, right, this is how we're going to go and win the game. This is how we're going to do it. We need to be aggressive. We need to stay on top of Motherwell to create that space so we can play our own game. And it was just worked to perfection again. By the way, Motherwell have only conceded 9 goals at home, and 5 of those have been against Falkirk.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing.
That's a stat. Yeah. I love that.
I think, did you see the mic'd up thing that was on Facebook? I think it was O'Neill's.
I've seen that. Yeah,
it was fantastic. I watched it 2-3 times, because he's actually in control of the training session. I thought maybe Smudger or McGinn would be involved in that side of it, but it's actually McGlynn himself that takes it. It's taking the training. It's just phenomenal.
As I see, actually, I was listening. I can't remember what I was listening or watching, but Stephen McGinn. It was actually, it was Cole talking on a podcast. He was saying that it was Stephen McGinn takes the training on the money. It was the Falkirk podcast. By the way, if you've not listened to that, shout out to Colin Barr. Exceptional, really, really good podcast with Brad, Calvin, Liam, and Brad. And it was, you know, McGinn takes the, they were talking about seeing McGinn's influence, and he takes training on a Monday, apparently. And that's quite good, because they're getting a different session. You know, Stephen, I think's obviously that connection between, they talked about the connection of Stephen being between the players and the management as well. You know, I do think that's been a massive, we talked about it on this podcast, like getting Stephen McGinn in as a coach has been a massive coup for us, and adding him to the coaching staff. Fingers crossed we can hold on to him, because I do think, and I've said this before, he's the successor if, you know, Smudger and John Walkaway and go manage Scotland. Steve McGinn is the natural successor for Falkirk, I think, as well. So just great to hear from. Love to hear from John. It's just such, you know, and hoping we're hoping to help. Hopefully, get him at the next Falkirk Daft Live. We will. It's the night before the end of the end of season game.
So positive discussions.
Positive discussions. We'd love to have. Well, it'd be great to have him on. By the way, tickets for Falkirk Daft Live, and as we are speaking to the former Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying former owner of Behind the Wall. Tickets will be going on sale for Falkirk Daft Live this Friday. Guest TBC, but that we're working on hopefully getting John and Smudger back along ago and just having a, you know, I guess it'll depend where we're going to be in the league, and if there's nothing to play for, we might have a better chance if we're going to be in fifth or sixth and we've got that secured, we might have a better chance of getting them on, but we'll wait and see how that goes. But yeah, hopefully have them on Falkirk Daft Live. Let's hear what you guys had to say about the game. We'll kick off with Kyle, who says, the best footballing team plays at Fir Park. We've heard that all season. Always thought it was weird. We've only played there twice. Haha, very good. You boys called it the other week. Bennett and Calvin were due a goal. Shame Calvin's other effort didn't go in. Would have been a Puskás winner. Aye. 100% goal of the season it would have been if that went in.
100%. Lynn Penman says Motherwell Galacticos have been McGlynn'd.
Absolutely. You know, not as I was saying, not bad for a couple of uni students and some League One jobbers, you know. Like the Galacticos of Motherwell, absolutely schooled. Andrew says McGlynn masterclass. You could tell after 10 minutes we were going to score a goal with a high press. Well done, Miller and Brogio on second goal.
Indeed. Shout out to a guy about three rows behind me who kept calling Brogio Baggio. I don't know if he meant it or not, but he kept calling him Baggio. I just found it funny every time he said it.
Yeah, he's getting close to it.
Indeed. Jamie Douglas, our Texas Bairn, says top. He's actually said messaged top six, baby, but I assume he means top six. So top six, baby. Navy blue gods have them well covered.
By the way, I've just been put off there by my son who's walked into the room and he's suddenly just taken a liking for all my Falkirk tops. He just ran away with one of my old Falkirk tops, you know, the yellow central demolition one that Latapy played in.
Yeah.
He just ran away with that. I have to have a word with him. Graham says, great performance today. Looked more hungry than Motherwell. These lads deserve it. Cup winners medal.
That would be phenomenal, wouldn't it? Another Graham, this time Graham McKechnie.
Oh, Graham McKechnie, our old friend, the Grim Reaper. What's he say to you?
Well, John, you'll be surprised. He says, we have to reset our expectations with this side. This is a fabulous result from the boys, an outstanding team effort. For once, I'm lost for words, and everyone knows how rare that is.
Bloody hell, Graham. I mean, Graham makes me look like Mr. Happy when it comes to his assessment of Falkirk. So that is big words. I mean, we must have proved something yesterday, so great to hear from you, Graham. Duncan says, what a performance, fantastic stuff, total football.
Indeed. And finally, our friend Neil Cox says, massive FC, nothing further to add.
Brilliant. Love that, absolutely love that. Let's go then for Falkirk Daft rated player. Oh, it's a tough one to choose this week. Kick off with you, Ross.
I'm torn between Calvin Miller. He obviously set up one, scored one, overall did very, very well. But then, as we've said, the Brogio, certainly after he scored as well, he was like one of the best players on the pitch. I'm going to go with Calvin. I think Calvin overall, because he scored and he set one up, I'm going to go with that. And I know Brogio.
Two assists, I would say.
Yeah. I'm going to go Calvin.
Yeah. Brian?
Well, I was first in the door to sponsor Ben Brogio's home top when he signed. So I thought Calvin was outstanding yesterday, but I'm going to go with Ben.
Oh, I've got the deciding vote now. I thought coming out, when I walked away from the stadium, I actually said Brad Spencer was outstanding yesterday. I thought he controlled the middle of that park yesterday. I mean, there wasn't a bad player on front of Falkirk.
No, there wasn't.
Yesterday, there wasn't anyone you would go. They didn't have a great game. Everyone was outstanding to a man. But it just has to be Calvin Miller for me. Not one of Falkirk Daft rated, surprisingly, award this season. But with two assists and a penalty, I think it'd be very harsh not to give it to Calvin Miller. And just for almost scoring an absolute worldie, Calvin Miller for me. So we'll give it to
him. I didn't realise he hadn't won one this year. That is...
No.
That is rare.
That's very surprising. And considering, did he not score two against Dundee United as well? And we've given it, who did we give it to that week? I can't even remember who we gave it to that week.
Let's look back. We gave it to, because that was November, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Brian Graham, no? Brian scored as well.
Leon, oh no, that was the home game, wasn't it?
I don't
see one for Dundee United, John.
I know. He must have won it. He must have given it to them. We'll go back and check the records, but there you go. Well done, Calvin Miller. Have we got a Dafty?
If there's no other, I'm going to say the Motherwell goalie. He forever caused their own downfall yesterday at points. So yeah. I know that's how he's been told to play, but yeah.
I'm going to go their manager, who's had all the plaudits this season, but it was real sour grapes after the game. I thought he didn't like that at all. You can be a bit more magnanimous in defeat, and just say Falkirk did really well. And I thought so for me, he's a bit of a Dafty.
Right, okay, I'll go Jens Bertelsky just for the pure fact that he's been hailed as the next Pep Guardiola, and he's not been able to beat the Falkirk yet. So there you go. So well done to Jens Bertelsky. He is the Falkirk Dafty just for that reason. In fairness to him, he was quite, when I watched back the Motherwell TV interview with him, he was quite complimentary of Falkirk.
He was more complimentary on that, but I think the soundbite, the BBC, obviously, they want clicks, don't they?
Yeah.
The clip they put out was, he was scathing of literally just the ref and VAR. So, but that's what we sort of initially commented on as well. But his Motherwell TV interview was a lot more complimentary, to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There you go. That's Falkirk Daft rated, Falkirk Dafty dealt with. And now it's time for Falkirk Daft versus Brian. You may have been retiring from behind the wall, but you're not getting away with not doing Falkirk Daft versus. And it's you versus Ross this week. And I'm just absolutely winging the questions because I completely forgot to write them. So don't you worry. I'll absolutely come up with questions and we'll see how it goes. Right, okay, Ross, you have got to write down your answer. Brian, you've got to give me your answer. Is that okay?
Yes.
Right, okay, question numero uno. How many times have Falkirk won the second league? The one with the top fight. The one before the top fight.
So this
what is now the championship?
Yeah.
What is now the championship? So, yeah, the second fight of Scottish football. How many times have Falkirk won it?
As champions?
Yeah.
Well, you'd only win it as champions, obviously.
No, I know, but you can be promoted. That was where I was going.
Second tier was the word I'm probably looking for.
Okay. It's a bit of a guess, but I've got something written down.
Right. I'm going to say five.
Five.
Okay. I don't know if you can see that, I went six.
Six. The answer is a whopping eight times. We are the record holders for winning the most times. There you go. So none of you have got a point there. No, no.
Still no, no.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Next question. Who wears squad number four for Falkirk? Who wears squad number, or whose squad number is four for Falkirk?
John.
Ah, you always get me with this one.
Yeah, do. I'm trying. It might be wrong, but I'm gonna go with my gut feel. Okay, I've got something written down.
Okay. Brian.
Is it Cole? Cole?
It's not Cole. He is number six, isn't he?
I have went with Tom Lang.
Tom Lang is number four and is the correct answer. Bless Tom.
I've got to shut the office. Well, it used to be my office.
Oh. Actually, I think we've left a few things up there from the last Falkirk Daft Live.
Nesbitt shut there as well.
Yeah, just double checking. There's a bottle of whiskey and Nesbitt shut there, aye. Oh, yeah. Just double checking, Ryan. The bottle of whiskey might be long gone. Brilliant. Okay, the next question is, before moving to Brockville, can you name any of the grounds that we played at? Before moving to Brockville, can you name any of the grounds that we played at?
Right, let me write something. Again, I think this might be wrong.
It might be wrong.
I've got something written down.
It's not Zetland Park, no?
Zetland, you're going for Brian. Ross?
I went with Bonnybridge Park.
That is not the correct answer. There was three answers that you could have had from that. You could have had Blink Bonnie Park. Mm-hmm. You could have had Hope Street. Or you could have had Randyford Park. Mm. There you go.
And no, then
we're moving into
There we go. Still 1-0.
Still 1-0 to Ross. Right, okay. Here's a question for you. What were Falkirk's original colours? What were Falkirk's original colours? Or I'm trying to wait to think of a phrase to phrase this question.
I think I know the answer to this one.
What was the, I guess more of what was the kind of design?
Was it not the first heritage strip? Not the first. The second heritage strip was based on the blue and white hoops.
Yeah, so you're going for Brian.
I've went for that as well. Blue and white hoops.
Blue and white hoops is the correct answer. There you go. So
had we not done the heritage one, I wouldn't have got that.
2-1, Ross. You need to get this one final question to win, Brian. I'm going to go back a wee bit. Let's give Brian a chance here. Let's go of course I'm doing this on the fly as we write this, but let's go back to 1985 when Behind the Wall opened, and let's find out, because Behind the Wall, am I right in saying that would have just been open, because we were talking about it in 1876 Lounge this week, Brian. It's the reuniting of the first team that won promotion into the Premier League. And that would have been roundabouts.
I'm trying to remember who. Well, we spoke about this earlier. Billy Lamont was the manager when we opened, and so. But did he win the league as manager in his time?
I don't know. I don't know. I may have to ask a question. But certainly, the guys that won the league are all back in Behind the Wall this week. So yeah, they're all going to be in the lounge. So I've got a question for one of the players from that time, Alan Irvin, who was a striker, who played for Falkirk at that time. Was the top goal scorer, I think, in that season as well. Who did Alan Irvin move to after Falkirk? Who did Alan Irvin?
I can even tell you how much we sold him for. And
well, wait a minute. Let me write something down.
It was a record at the time for the club. Sorry, I'm going to need Ross clues here.
Who would have paid money? Can I get a clue? Was it Scottish or English?
Not telling you. No clues.
Right, it's a guess, but I've got something written down.
Right, okay.
I'm going £100,000 to Liverpool FC.
£100,000 to Liverpool, what you're written down, Ross?
I went Aberdeen. Don't know if you can see that.
Oh, it's red and white, isn't it?
The correct answer was Liverpool, so it's 2-2. There you go. He's going to be in the lounge this week as well. I don't think he's been back at the club much. So
who was the Liverpool manager that signed him? There you go. I can tell you that.
Oh, go on. Who was it?
Kenny Dalglish.
Was it Kenny Dalglish signed him? Wow.
Yeah. I would never got that either.
Right, okay. Right, it's tiebreak time then. And it's a completely unfounded question. After our talk at the start, Brian missed this chat. How many studio albums have Blue released? How many studio albums have Blue released?
Yeah, now Brian's going to need to listen to the start of this podcast to understand why we're talking about Blue. Is this including like greatest hits and all that?
No, just studio albums, no greatest hits included. This is just their studio albums.
Oh, time to Google it.
No.
No,
have a stab in the dark.
Right, I've got a number written down.
Well, I'll go with the same number as I went for number of league titles. I'll go with five.
Go with five, Ross.
I went four. Don't know if you can see that.
Right, okay. Right, so we'll go through the Blue albums. 2001's All Rise, of course. Then we had 2002's One Love. 2003's Guilty. 2013's Roulette, Ross, you've went for four. I'm afraid there's more. 2015, they released Colours. 2022, they released Heart and Soul. And their new album out just now, Reflections, in 2026, which means seven albums for Blue, which means Brian Christmas. Flynn, congratulations.
Yay!
Well done, Gaffer.
The week he retired, the week he stepped down from behind the wall, you have won the Falkirk Daft quiz. Well done.
Well done, Brian. Well done, sir.
Well done.
I've got a question about Blue.
And you've won it on a question about Blue. Fantastic. Falkirk Daft versus is a victory for Behind the Wall and a victory for Brian. Brian, we're going to miss you. You're still going to be kicking about the pub, and we're still
going I'm still going on the bus to down to the games. I'll still be going in Friday evening. I have a drink with some of my closest friends who've been customers since the day we opened. I'd just like to say a few words to the customers that listen to this. Thank you so much for your support over the years. Please keep supporting Behind the Wall. Please keep supporting the team that will continue to serve you all your beers, your cocktails, and your food on a Saturday, and during the rest of the week, obviously. I'm sure that will happen, because it's a great place to be, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud to pass it on to Bobby and the rest of the staff that are going to be continuing to run it. So thanks very much for all your efforts to customers and staff. And you guys, thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Absolute legend of Falkirk. By the way, our chance of getting a free drink at Behind the Wall and out of Brian have now gone, Ross. I can't believe it. He's been our sponsor for the last few seasons, and we've not had a free drink out of him yet. And now that chance is gone.
Leaving out. He's going to have a leaving night, surely. And we're like, kind of staff, aren't we?
They are going to be throwing some sort of party. I don't know when it's going to happen.
Excellent. We might still get a free drink out of Behind the Wall yet. You never know. Brilliant. Right, Brian, thank you so much for joining us in Falkirk Daft.
No problem. All the best, guys. All the best.
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall. Stay local. Eat and drink global.
There he goes into the sunset. Brian Flynn. Hey, I can't believe it, Brian. I mean, he messaged us saying that I've got some big news, and, you know, on April Fool's Day of all things.
Well, exactly.
And the keys to Behind the Wall.
I know. Didn't think that would be the case at all.
If you don't know him, you're listening to this podcast, you know, you don't know who Brian is. He's a great guy. He is Falkirk Daft. He really is. And
yes,
the support that he and the pub have given the team and the club over the years, you know, you just remember those days when we were at Brock, how busy that pub was. I mean, it still is. It's still a really, really busy pub and a brilliant venue. But yeah, just like, I remember just back in the day, it's like going to the Behind the Wall before the game, going to the game, going back to Behind the Wall after the game, down the road, back up the town, into Behind the Wall, and then onto Roshi's. It's like,
it was a staple. It was
in our younger years, but now it's more of taking your family to Behind the Wall for a meal and enjoying it that way. And of course, we've got Falkirk Daft Live happening there in May. As I say, tickets will go on sale this Friday. Be there. If you're not a friend of Ross and won't get the pre-sale code, don't worry, they'll be on sale Friday at 10 a.m. or we'll make it 9 a.m. What's easier for everyone?
We'll go 9 a.m.
Friday, 9 a.m. Tickets for Falkirk Daft Live 7 will go on sale. As I say, we're hoping to get either a player or hopefully John along to talk to us on the night, and obviously a couple of former players as well. Actually, it's all kind of dependent. I thought it'd be really, really nice to get some of the last players that were last at the kind of cup finals at Hampden, so maybe Darren Barr, I thought, maybe Cracks, Dave McCracken, maybe Peter Houston, if we can convince him. I've still not been able to convince, like, I've tried Peter Houston so many times, but he's in the lounge on Sunday, so I'm going to have another swing at it. See if I can get Hoosty involved in coming along tonight.
Just up his fees.
Yeah, exactly. Just up the fee, but we'll wait and see what happens. But aye, tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. and of course it'll be at Behind the Wall as ever. And talking about Behind the Wall, we've got to talk about other sponsors, which are the Falkirk Football Fans in Training. Get yourself down to their training sessions Wednesday, 8:30 to 9:30. They've got the Elite Academy and Legends sections and the over 50s as well. Get involved, help your mental health. Really do. Like, it's such an important thing is your mental health and getting yourself sorted in this day and age, and especially with men as well. Men are terrible at it, so go and get yourself down there, get yourself fit and meet some new pals, like-minded Falkirk supporters who are there for a laugh and just a wee kick about in a while, a chance to lose weight and make new friends. So get yourself down there. You have to be over 40, no ex-pros or registered amateurs, and you get to play lots of tournaments and you get to go all over the place with the boys, and it's a great social scene. So get in touch with either Ian or Willie. The links are below in the bio. There you go. And thanks very much to Carpet Ways this week for sponsoring Falkirk Daft. We really appreciate that. Get them on Burnbank Road. Right, that is it for this week's Falkirk Daft as we confirm top six and we look ahead to the fixtures being released. And of course, it's only 2 weeks away from that big Scottish Cup semi-final at Hampden. Oh my God, I'm still...
Anyway.
Oh, honestly, we need a performance like that yesterday to kind of put my nerves at
if we do, we will put 4 or 5 past Dunfermline if we play like that. And if we don't, it'll still be 2-0 anyway.
There you go. We've got to put a shout out. Ross was on Radio Scotland yesterday doing the competition to do for the badge and stuff like that. And Stephen Mill, Dunfermline supporter, obviously, and my colleague really screwed him over by reading out the questions really slowly. So I'll be having words with him. His contract will be under negotiation when we are returned to work on Monday. But you were done a bad one. And don't you worry, we'll have a revenge, Ross. We'll have a revenge.
Still scored seven, even in spite of him.
Exactly. So yeah, there you go. Go back and listen to Ross on this Saturday show with Stephen and Amy yesterday. I think it was about 11:45 you were on, Ross, wasn't it?
Yeah, about 11:45. And one for about 5-10 minutes, so towards the end. Yeah,
I'll need to go and have a listen to it because we were on the bus on the way to the game, so I didn't hear it. So I'll need to go and have
a listen. You got a shout out, don't worry.
I'll give you a shout out. Aye, absolutely. Right, listen, thanks very much for watching. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you on the next one. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Look out for that link for Falkirk Daft Live 7, which will be going live on Friday, unless you're Ross's pal. And get your t-shirts. You can get a Dafty t-shirts, head to pintsandprints.co.uk, the Falkirk Daft section there. Gordon, if you're listening to this, we do expect cuts of the t-shirts because we're not getting cuts of the Venoms behind the wall, so we do expect cuts from the t-shirt. Thanks very much. And you can get our own merch at merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. That's it for Falkirk Daft for this week. Top six, baby, and until next time,
baked unexpected. Morning, the Venoms.
What Falkirk Daft, talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. What Falkirk Daft, you can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. What Falkirk Daft, for everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk bear. What Falkirk Daft, we are Falkirk Daft.